A warm welcome to you, good morning to you, to the KUKA Annual Press Conference 2021. I'm glad you have chosen to attend. My name is Wolfgang Meisen, I'm Head of Corporate Communications at KUKA, and together with my team, I'm responsible for today's event. Yes, it's the second time that we have been able to welcome you only virtually to our annual press conference. It was almost exactly 1 year ago at the beginning of the first lockdown. That was still when this was something out of the way. By now, you have probably got used to this format. We have two in a way. It would still be nicer. We would be allowed to welcome you personally, but for the time being, it's not possible. That's why we do it this way. So at KUKA, we are proud of our security concept. It's a well-developed and well-functioning security concept throughout the entire pandemic at all sites. This also includes the fact that everyone in this room today has been tested negative in front of the camera and behind the camera, that everyone is wearing masks when you're not standing in front of the camera, and that the two board members who present afterwards at this table are separated from each other by a plexiglass pane. A few words about the process. Our CEO Peter Moen will go into where we currently stand at KUKA in his presentation in a moment. CFO Andreas Pabst will go into more detail and explain the figures in his presentation. The annual report and the associated press release were published this morning. There will be time for your question afterwards. You can ask questions via the chat window of this live stream and already throughout the event. We also ask you to add a name to your question and the name of the medium you're reporting for. And even if there should be technical difficulties, picture or sound, or if you want to tell us something, feel free to use the chat function. What you write there is only seen by our director's team, not by the other participants. Should there be major problems of a technical nature, we also have the possibility for you to dial in via phone. The number of our press phone is known to you. Colleagues there are ready and waiting for you if there are difficulties. Please feel free to call. We solve it for you. I have already announced that I will answer your question afterwards. We will then get back to you. Otherwise, of course, we from the press team will be available to you throughout the day. And now, without further ado, I would like to hand over directly to the chairman of the executive board of KUKA AG, Peter Moen. Here you go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We have a tough year behind us, an exceptional year, and the crisis is far from over. A year ago, during the first lockdown, the public debated when the rules would be relaxed or loosened. Today, 1 year later, experts confirm that we are amidst a third wave, that we would have to deal with the global pandemic for such a long time in our professional lives and in our free time, that we would have to continue to work from home to a large extent, that the FFP2 masks, tests and distance would become part of everyday life for all of us, we could not have imagined at the beginning of last year. It is impossible to predict when this strenuous period will be over. But we will continue to do everything we can to protect our families and friends, our colleagues, and also our customers and business partners. At KUKA, we responded to this pandemic at an exceptionally early stage to protect the health of our employees, service providers, and partners. We already set up a divisional and cross-national task force in January last year. We have introduced comprehensive distance and hygiene concepts at our worldwide locations. Wherever possible, the KUKA staff works in the home office. In production here in our headquarters in Augsburg, thanks to the commitment of the KUKA staff, we were able to maintain production uninterrupted. I would like to thank all our employees for their commitment and flexibility. They have been committed all over the world, in production, in the home office, in service, or on construction sites, in order to keep everything running. For instance, goods in the automation in the food industry had to cope with extreme throughputs and working on plans was only possible under really difficult conditions. Furthermore, we have also supported the fight against the virus with our products and solutions. Some examples. In the Czech Republic, our robots support laboratory staff in COVID tests, as you can see in this picture. In the USA, QCA designed, manufactured, machined, and then finally assembled system for ventilation and respiratory systems with support from Ford and General Motors. In China, Swisslog Healthcare, together with Medea, donated 20 self-navigating logistics robots to Wuhan Mobile Hospital. In northern Italy, KUKA robots produce protective shields using 3D printing. And here in Bavaria, a company manufactures laboratory utensils with robot assistance. Ladies and gentlemen, a year ago from today, no one would have thought that this crisis would last so long. However, what I had already seen clearly a year ago is that the economy is really feeling hard, the effects of the pandemic. Today we know the German economy has fallen into a really severe recession after a 10-year growth phase in the corona crisis year 2020. In 2020, gross domestic product fell by 5%. As opposed to the previous year, exports even slumped by 9.3%. This is the worst decline since the financial crisis. The VDMA, Robotics and Automation Trade Association, exports sales in its industry to decline by 19% in 2020. If we only look at the situation in the robotics market in 2020, we see a drop in sales of as much as minus 23%. And these figures show a decline in an already difficult market. According to the International Robotics Federation, IFR, the market already declined significantly in 2019. This development makes it clear that customers have had to cut back on investments. And we, as an investment equipment supplier, feel this considerably. In addition, construction sites and production facilities were closed, and service teams were only able to travel to a very limited extent. Customers cancelled or postponed orders. This was particularly noticeable in the first half of the year and also in the fourth quarter. And you can also see that in the KUKA fiscal year 2020, for which I will now hand over to my colleague, our CFO, Andreas Pabst. Thank you very much, Peter. Ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome. The crisis year 2020 has also hit KUKA. For instance, order intake was around 2.8 billion euros. That is 12.5% less than in 2019, which already was a difficult financial year. In addition, we recorded a significant decline in sales of around 2.6 billion euros, down by 19.4%. As Peter Moon just mentioned, the market decline in the robotics division was 23%. So we were slightly better than the market as a whole and were even able to gain market share in 2020 in individual markets. The figures show how badly the crisis affected our entire industry. In addition to the necessary provisions for efficiency measures and negative earnings contributions from individual old projects, the decline in sales also impacted earnings. EBIT was minus 113.2 million euros. The figures also make it clear that we had to take countermeasures here to ensure we remained fit for the future. To compensate for the massive declines, we cut our expenses sharply, particularly in indirect areas such as administration. Unfortunately, such a massive drop in sales cannot be compensated for by savings alone. We estimate, and experts' forecasts confirm that the market will only recover in 2 years. For automotive, recovery to pre-pandemic levels is not to be expected for 3 to 5 years. With such a strong market slump, we cannot continue in the same structure as before. We therefore had to adjust our structures. This was what we announced at the end of 2020. As you already know, jobs are to be cut in Augsburg in 2021, especially in the robotics division. We did not make this decision lightly, but looked closely at each individual position. Midterm, we have the right focus on robotics and automation at KUKA. But shaping the future means continuing to invest prudently in future areas, even in crisis years like 2020. For instance, we have increased spending on research and development. In 2019, it was 160 million euros. In 2020, it was 178 million euros. And between 2020 and 2022, as announced last year, we will invest over 500 million euros. And we stick to this. The lion's share here has flowed and continues to flow into Augsburg Research and Development. We also opened our new education center at the Augsburg site, and we invested in sustainability. Starting from 2021, the major German sites will be supplied with green electricity. You can read details about sustainability and social responsibility at KUKA in our sustainability report starting from April. And there is something else positive to report. Thanks to our efforts, we are nevertheless emerging from the crisis year in a stable position. KUKA is in net terms debt-free. Net liquidity was 30 million euros as of December 31, 2020. In addition, free cash flow was 37 million euros, up again from 20.7 million in 2019. This means that we were able to improve by more than 250 million euros overall since 2018, despite the general economic trend. Let's now take a closer look at the five KUKA business segments. The crisis has affected the individual business segments to varying degrees. Corona, for example, had a particularly negative impact on the systems segment, which is predominantly active in the automotive sector. Here, customers have made massive savings on investments. But even independently of Corona, the automotive sector is a difficult market. For example, the number of new registrations in Germany fell by over 19% in 2020. Competitive pressure is high because there are few projects on the market. This leads to low margins. Projects are lengthy, and that's why difficult projects weigh on the results for years. But it's important to us at KUKA to keep our promises to customers, even in the case of lengthy major projects. We were able to complete almost all of these earnings negative old projects last year. The healthcare segment benefited last year. Swisslog Healthcare is the segment that recorded growth in operating profit even in the crisis year. China, as an important future market, is the only segment with an increase in order intake and recorded the highest growth in the book-to-bill ratio. This shows the advantage of KUKA's international focus. While many parts of the world were still in lockdown, China's economy was already picking up again in the second half of the year, and KUKA was able to benefit from this. Overall, the book-to-bill ratio has increased. We have operated solidly and forward-looking, even in difficult times. Except for healthcare, the book-to-bill ratio was one or higher. This indicates good workload and recurring growth midterm. We felt the first positive trends in the first quarter of 2021. Today, on March 25, now that the first quarter is almost over, I can tell you that we are well ahead of our expectations for the first quarter in terms of order intake, sales, and EBIT. KUKA is off to a good start in 2021. Overall, For financial year 2021, we expect a gradual improvement. Sales are expected to be above the prior year level, and the EBIT margin is expected to increase significantly and be in positive range then. We therefore expect a positive development for the full year 2021 and can even concretize the forecast. For order intake, we expect around 3 billion euros. EBIT should increase significantly and be in the low to mid double-digit million euro range. With which models we will drive our business forward and which technologies will be in the focus in 2021 will be explained to you by Peter Mohn now. Thank you, Andreas. E-commerce sector has boomed as a result of the coronavirus pandemic and the associated containment protective measures. For example, Swisslog ramped up a highly automated warehouse system at the Compitech Group within a very short time. This was necessary to cope with the enormous demand in online retail. We developed the right strategies and technologies for this market early on with robot-based automation for logistics, such as the item pick for automated robot-based picking. This now helps us in this development, which is very dynamic. In 2021, Swisslog will focus on these new technologies around robots and software-based solutions. We are now establishing these concepts in a rapidly growing market. We will develop them further and adapt them to the needs of the customers. In doing so, our broad spectrum from highly complex warehouses to simple pallets helps us. A real highlight, for example, was the opening of the new DM distribution center in Brandenburg, Germany. DM Drogeriemarkt invested over 100 million euros in the new distribution center in Wustermark. Swisslog realized this large facility. In 2020, the state-of-the-art center was opened, and already in May 1st, the first pallet left this warehouse. The concept and the intralogistics come from Swisslog. The heart of the facility is a fully automated packing solutions for mixed pallets, which combines high-tech robotics with Swisslog's logistics expertise. In October, DM even received the German Logistics Awards for this innovative facility with its focus on high sustainability and competitiveness. I would also like to go more in detail about the order intake in China, which I've already mentioned. In the past year, we concluded new umbrella agreements and cooperations with major international automotive companies here and implemented new technologies for our automotive partners in the field of e-mobility and battery. In logistics automation, Swisslog has signed a contract with a world-leading semiconductor company to supply an automatic warehouse and a picking system, AutoStore, as well as China's first AutoStore Blackline. This is a high-speed robotic car system. But, and I think that's an important point, we have been able to win orders and projects not only in our traditional areas, but also in new application areas, which is in the so-called general industry, in the healthcare field, and in the so-called 3C industry, that is computer, communications, and consumer electronics. During the economic crisis, China was the only market to show growth. For 5 years, we have had a major Chinese player in this market, Midea, and we expect strong growth in China also in 2021, and also in Asia, that is. In the first quarter of 2021, order intake increased strongly compared to the same period last year. So success in China helps KUKA succeed globally. In order to be prepared for development in China, we have driven forward specific developments in the robotics market segment. We have developed new robot models. The KR SCARA and KR4 Argulus were developed in China. Asia is a key market for the SCARA robot, especially for the SCARA, but it is sold worldwide. The KR Delta will be available on the market from April this year. This tool was developed in China and adapted in Augsburg for the European and US market. We have already received orders worldwide for both the Escara and the KR Delta, so I think it's a promising start. Other new models in the low payload range include the KR IronTech or the CyberTech Nano. Thus, in 2020, we were able to really complement our portfolio in the robotics segment, and in 2020, we laid the foundation for further growth in subsequent years. We have launched an unusually large number of launches of new products from the home office, so to speak, not only in robotics, but also in software and control systems. We have made our portfolio flexible and more efficient, and thus laid the foundation for the future with the completion of the portfolio, KUKA will become one of the very few full-range suppliers in order to be able to cover the entire range of industrial robots. This is what we are able to do now. The range extends from robots for the assembly of a smartphone to the handling of SUV bodies. This also allows us to automate new areas, such as in the trades. With this offer and the KUKA services, we were able to convince new customers and also long-standing partners in different areas. To give you some examples from last year, the framework agreement with BMW for the delivery of 5,000 robots and 185 robots for the Korean company Seojin Industrial. In addition, we were able to establish ourselves more strongly in the future market of e-mobility with major orders. Because even though Corona is currently dominating the news and the economy, the automotive industry, one of our most important sectors, is also undergoing a transformation independently of this crisis. And Andreas Papst had already given you some insights. KUKA accompanies its customers in the transition to new drive technologies at the Webasto plant, Schierling. A production of battery packs for a European bus manufacturer has started here, and KUKA supplied the production system. At Volkswagen, KUKA is involved in planning the supply of the assembly and industrial and commissioning of a body construction plant for the underbody of the fully electric ID. Buzz. However, the 2020 pandemic made it much more difficult to work on customer deposits worldwide. For example, employees went to rebuild and maintain customer facilities in regions where incidence was extremely high. My thanks goes to those volunteers who made a special effort during such deployments. Naturally, we supported them with a sophisticated protection concept. As you can see, in order to meet customer requirements, our employees around the world have been extremely committed. And we were able to achieve a real milestone in the area of digital services at Swisslog, for example. For IKEA Supply Malaysia, Swisslog built one of the largest distribution centers in the Asia-Pacific region with automated logistics solutions. Due to Corona constraints, the center was commissioned with the help of remote technical support. This example shows that digital services and business models have gained significant importance due to Corona. In general, software and digitalization are important elements of our long-term goals. We at KUKA are pursuing the goal of making automation easily available for everyone in the next 10 years. Very specifically, our mission until 2030 is automation becomes easier and more intuitive. The threshold for entry is falling. In the next 10 years, more and more people around the world will work with robots. Robots and automation will become mainstream, as normal as working on a laptop has become. Those of us at KUKA are convinced that if you need a robot for a task in 2030, it will be easily accessible to you. And that's why we at KUKA are working on a platform that can do just that. Because today, more than ever, the music plays in software. This is where it's going, in digitally networked solution systems. This requires a suitable operating system that is part of an entire ecosystem and that includes, among others, programs, apps, services, accessories, and maintenance packages, not only just from KUKA, but from an entire network of automation and robotics companies. At Hannover Trade Show 2021, Hannover Messe, a month from now, KUKA will debut elements of this emerging operating system. On the very first day, it will be unveiled in a live stream, and I'm really looking forward to that. The focus will be on ease of use and collaboration between humans and machines. The mission 2030 is, every KUKA product should one day be equipped with the new operating system. All over the world right now, well over 300,000 of our robots are in operation. And it goes without saying that we are taking these robots, systems and customers into the new world just as much as we are taking new products and newcomers. We are developing the platform and the operating system in really close cooperation with our customers and paying attention to their needs. To this end, we have formed a team that works agilely and flexibly like a startup in the KUKA group, very closely with the customer. Our initial focus is on companies of general industry, which have had rather little experience with automation to date. The first prototypes have already been in use at various customers since the end of the year. Ladies and gentlemen, the press articles at the beginning have impressively demonstrated that we do not know what the future will look like, how we will talk about the year 2021 in a year from now, or what Corona will bring us. But we do know that the pandemic has given a massive boost to digitization, but also to the development in areas such as healthcare or online retail. Those are highly stressed areas that will continue to develop dynamically, even after Corona. And this is where KUKA technologies will help. Robotics can relieve from workload and can support in dangerous or system-relevant areas. Plus, an automated digitized plant is reliable, efficient, and resistant to viruses. Corona has shown us how vulnerable our globally connected world is, and at the same time has shown us the opportunities offered by new technologies. Virtual solutions can keep production and the economy running globally. And if the trend after the pandemic should be toward regional supply chains, this is indispensable without automation. Automation will be indispensable. All this will increase the demand for automation triggers. However, this development still takes some time. Most probably, it will take us 2 years to get back to the level of 2019. But Andreas Papst has mentioned it, we are already feeling the first signs. For the current year, we expect a much better development, and we are convinced KUKA will soon be back on track. Midterm, automation will be a winner of this crisis. And then we at KUKA are ready with the right technologies and solutions. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Peter Mohn and Andreas Papst, for the comments. Well, ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for your questions. Please ask your questions in the chat function of this webcast, and we will now use the time to sort the incoming questions. In the meantime, I have a few event notes for you. Hannover Messe, Peter Mohn has said it already, digital version starts on 12 April. On the very first day, KUKA is also represented with its own press conference. We will present a preview of the new operating system, of the ecosystem that will make robotics and automation more accessible. We will have a live talk with the science journalist and futurologist Ranga Yogeshwar. We will again award the KUKA Innovation Award during the Hannover Messe week. This is again an exciting action where research teams around the world have tried to be active in an AI challenge with KUKA products. And so we also try to make the best possible out of the digital trade fair. And we do that together. The KUKA Press Talk series Have a Coffee With will take place next time in April. It was a format that we successfully introduced in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic and that has met with great interest so far. On April 8 at 2 p.m., the topic will be KUKA and Webasto in battery manufacturing. KUKA shareholders meeting will be held on Friday, May 21. Automatica Sprint Trade Show is currently scheduled for end of June, that is 22 to 24 June. And of course, KUKA is ready again, committed to the European Robotics Week in November.